As we've been reporting, the bombing in Kana has led to some movement on the diplomatic front. A spokesman for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Israel has agreed to a temporary suspension of its air campaign against Hezbollah. We're joined now by NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Michelle, tell us what the State Department has announced.
Well, according to the statement, it says that Israel has agreed to a 48-hour suspension of aerial activity in southern Lebanon. It also says, though, that Israel reserves the right to take action against targets preparing for attacks against it. So this is, not exactly a full cessation of hostilities. It says that Israel will use this time to work with the UN and allow for safe passage for residents in South Lebanon who want to leave, and that humanitarian convoys will be able to move around the area. I should say that on Friday, the UN's emergency relief coordinator, Jan Egelin, was calling for a 72-hour period to do just that, to bring out children, disabled, elderly people from southern Lebanon.
The attack in Kana today, as well as the broader diplomatic picture in the Middle East, came up at the UN today. Here's what President Bush had to say about that.
The United States is resolved to work with members of the United Nations Security Council to develop a resolution that will enable the region to have a sustainable peace.
Michelle, tell us what the discussion is.
Well, actually, the French have been circulating a draft resolution at the Security Council, which calls for an immediate cessation of hostilities, something the U.S. has said it opposes. It also calls for the creation of, eventually, the conditions for a permanent ceasefire. It also talks about the intention to develop an international force, which would eventually move into southern Lebanon. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was very passionate today at the Security Council, and he talked about how dismayed he is that his earlier calls for a ceasefire were not heeded, and as a result, you have these civilians continuing to suffer. And it was pretty strong words from him, obviously aimed at the U.S., which had been so leery of this idea of a cessation of hostilities before today.
Now, this is all happening as the UN is preparing to have a meeting tomorrow on the future of a stabilization force for southern Lebanon. What's the status of that?
Well, that's right. Kofi Annan was in Europe, and he says that while he was there, he talked to countries that were willing to participate. This meeting that he's having Monday afternoon is really going to be a nuts and bolts meeting with potential troop contributors. There's still a lot of questions about what this force will actually do, what sort of mandate it will have. The question about disarming Hezbollah, that's going to be a very problematic issue for the diplomats at the UN Security Council.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Thank you.
You're welcome.